discussion of Rama. I said, why doesn't the Rama mention that Yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with halacha?
You mean just like the Pilata Gemara?
What?
You mean just the Pilata Gemara? And...
well, halacha. Right. I mean, you have it in Agadah, even in the Rama's Agadah, you have it. Chacham Omer.
So you were saying, according to Rama, you wouldn't be out there with the halachas?
Can't say that. Right. It's a pasuk.
Right.
I mean, the Balagoda brings it down for the Chacham. And it's a Tosefta. I mean, it's a funny thing. And the Rama, like I said, the Rama has it in his own Agada. Right?
Where does he leave it at? Perig?
Zion. He doesn't have it anywhere.
Don't talk about it.
Doesn't talk about it. He says, he just says, Schleivot and Masaper, and Nisim and Aflow, Shanasalo Asena, Bolel Tesvov, Shanema, Zachar Sayom Azeh, Tamo Shanema, Zachar Sayom Azeh.
Right. Why you really are Yotze Sipur through Halacha. Because the Chor you'd say you shouldn't be, because it's the Saper Nisan and Flos. And why is Halacha? It's because the Hilchos Pesach tie into the story, the Sipur.
Good. That's what I wanted to say. And Kolam Marbella Saper Vidvarm Shehayum Vidvarm Sheiru and Kolam Marbella Lidvash Sapar Shakula Aram Yovidavi. So it was all Sipur of Nisim and Flos.
That's why I'm sorry.
Let me just mention, I think the door, something wrong. That's the joke. That the only reason you're Yotze with Halacha is because the Halacha is related to the Sipur. For instance, If you'll discuss the halacha of Shviras Ha'etzah, and you'll read the Mara Nevuchim, you'll find that the reason for Shviras Ha'etzah being Aser is that they shouldn't delay. So the Shviras Ha'etzah is tied into the time of the mitzvah, which brings you into the Sipur.
Right.
So the only reason, so it would come out according to the Rambam, it's not a night for sitting down and learning a Masechta, even Pesachim. But the Sipur is really the Nisim and the Flos. And if you do Halacha, since the Halacha is related to the Sipur, say Yosef, there must be Halacha that's related to the Sipur. If you're just going to learn, you're just going to sit and learn a Gemara that's unrelated. What? Then you for sure you know Yotze.
Well,
if you learn about Chametz and Matzah or something, it's certainly good. Because it's tied to Chametz and Matzah, which is tied to Sipur. But it can't be in a way that you're just learning, like you learn Chametz and Matzah and you get caught up in Hilchos Hefka.
Right.
It's machma, and you learn Hilchos Hefka.
Right.
Forget it. You're not Mekayem anything.
It's not going to say
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be something that somehow or other is related to the Nisim and the Flos. Okay? Now let me ask you this. What's the Rambam's Girsa in the Afat Amala? What's his Girsa there? Yeah, do we have a Kafach here? Or the Frankel.
Yeah, no,
I
COVID, he would have...
Frankl is correct, right? I mean, same as Kafka, right?
I think so in general, though.
In general, right? Yeah. It's just like we have. Afata emolo ki hilchos ha-pesach in maftir nachar ha-pesach ha-fikomo. So in other words, you have to answer his question, right? I mean, that's Kishol Chavincha. You have to answer his question, and he's asking Mishpatim. So you should tell him something like for instance, in Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikama, that you should tell him halacha that's tied to Pesach. So it's tied to Sipur. That's why it says Kihil Chos HaPesach, according to Rambam. It's very good. Kihil Chos HaPesach means like that halacha.
I mean, not every halacha.
But not every halacha. Like, for instance, Misha Ein Lo Yayin B'Leilei HaPesach Mekadosh HaLapas Kederach She'osa B'Shabbos. But I'm not so sure if you get involved in how you do it in Shabbos, if that's going to be the Mechlegs Rabbein Tam and the other Rishonim, if you could, or when you wash, or those type of things. I mean, it's off the track.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. Okay.
Right, you're just like defining a sugyan Shir Zetzim, like you're saying.
Yes.
Is it Din Pesach Kasher? Is it Noi Mivod Yom? Like, Chalos Eser? Like, you get into, like, you know, brisker definitions of the halachic structure. Like, it's not exactly philosophy either. You're not tying to Sipur either. You're just, it's true you're defining it Hechos Pesach, but, like, is that really Sipur? Because you're just.
If it's tied into.
It's a Salah
one, no? If it's tied into Sipur. So then, I mean, then you got to tie it into Sipur. You got to tie it into Sipur. What's the lashon of the Tosefta? You got it there? Chayev Adam, we have it, right? You don't have the Tosefta?
No, we have it. I know where it is.
Isn't it the back of the line? Oh, I have a couple of Gersos here.
Yeah.
What are the Gersos?
Pesach, alachilas psachim, al shel zevach hagias arba asar, mevarchan alachilas shlom. Okay, shirei dam bezrika merachok. Delo echbas leim noflin shirayim al yosod, olo, olo. Shirei dam pesach b'shvicha b'nachas kadesh yipu al yosod. So zrika is where you go from afar and you like sprinkle it on the four corners.
Yeah, but he's
Ashrama.
I think Ashrama's on better.
Okay. Mishnah. Should you do Mishnah or Gemara?
Yeah.
Mishnah. Okay. Birchas Pesach or Birchas Zev, Mefarsh B'tos Sefta. Ezer Birchas Pesach, Birchas Shem HaLam, Mashiach Shem HaZvanu, Lechal HaPesach. Ezer Birchas HaZevach, Lechal HaZevach. V'hai Zevach, Hayinu Chagiyas Yedal HaBohim Pesach, Inam Yedam Yedav HaShikr Ver Pesach, Rochel B'Yil B'Pesach. Looks at the Rishon Rabbi Kiva Mefar Shinan Taim B'Gemara. Hachi Garsinan B'Chazev L'Padus HaPesach B'Chav Pesach B'Chav Pesach B'Chav Pesach B'Chav Pesach B'Chav Pesach Hachi Garsinan L'Kishetimtza L'Omar the Divrei B'Yishmael Zrika B'Chlal Shvicha V'Lo Shvicha B'Chlal Zrika Mesechus V'Chem B'Perek B'Shamay Shalinan L'Elor B'Yishmael D'Amar B'Pesach B'Shvicha V'Lo B'Zrika.
Yeah, so you don't do Zrika on the Mizbeach, but you take the dam.
Right.
And you pour it on the Mizbeach.
Right.
Okay.
The Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omar, Mitosh Nemar Ach Bechor Shor V'Gomer Lamdenu L'Bechor Shetal Matan Damen V'Imurim V'Gam Mizbeach Meister Pesach Minayin Tanya Omar V'Gam Zilchecha Yishofech Yilu L'Sharkabonis L'Tzarech L'Bekulu K'siv Zrika. So Yishmael learns from Bechor to Meister Pesach that they all three of them need Shvicha, not Zrika. The hashda the Amar Rishmael the Pesach b'Shvicha.
No, listen. What? Not So by Meiser and Pesach it's Shvicha.
Right, I thought Bechor also, no?
Bechor is good. No, no. I mean, for me, it just anyway, good. Whatever it is, but
Pesach and Shvicha. Okay. The Hashem to come, Rabbi Shemal, the Pesach and Shvicha, the Shamas led Masnisa and the Amar the Birchas of Pesach, who nifter and Birchas of Zevach, the inner nifter, Mishal Pesach and Birchas of Zevach, Amoyato, Hanis Hanin Bezrika, Kigon Shaz Vachem, Shinisne Beshvicha, Kipesach Yato, Kiditanya Behadi Perkeshamai, Nayan Lenis Hanin Bezrika, Shinasne Beshvicha Yato, Tanlo, Dan Bechafeshafik. Ava Hanis Hanin Beshvicha, Gon Pesach, Shinasne Bezrika, Kishlamim, Bechol Shaz Vachem, Loyato, Dumi the Birchas of Pesach, Mazevach, the Amarnam Rebishmal, Masisan Kihagat.
Okay. I guess he expects us to understand it from there.
Right.
So what do you make out of it?
Yeah. Maybe you could say that the idea here is that the bracha you're making is not on the kiyum of Pesach, but you're being mabarach on the process that you do for it. And so long as there's an overlap, you can be yotze the chagiga with the same bracha.
I mean, if you did Shvicha to the Chagiga, so Rabbi Shmuel, you'd be Yotze. Because Shvicha is like an enhanced Zrika. Right? But if you did Zrika to want, to where you require Shvicha, you wouldn't be Yotze. Because Zrika is not an enhanced Shvicha, it's a minimized Shvicha. Right?
Why you're defining enhanced is just because it has more blood.
Right.
That's why it's enhanced, I understand. But that's why I said maybe Zrika is a... There's a I mean, you could say logically that maybe it's not supposed to...
Activity.
Yeah, that maybe it shouldn't
happen.
You could say logically that Zrika, you know, it's not a process. That Zrika is distinct from Shvicha.
Yeah, seems that's like, what it
right.
So that's the question. The question is Shvicha an enhanced...
So according to him, you're saying it's enhanced.
That's what you're going to have to say, and that's what it seems to be. You have to make that...
And how does that work? Is it just because the blood went to the same place? One went to Yisod, one went on the Karnos of Mizbeah. No, I mean, different
one
places.
One went to Enzo on Mizbeah, at the Enzo, right, on the Dauphin.
Right.
He poured it on the Dauphin, Kinegara Yisod. That was okay. on the western side.
On the western side, right.
Right, am I right?
The way the Rashbam has says, "He zrika the Pesach matan achas kineged yisod merchok."
What is that?
Next
time.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it means.
Tosus says the clearest, but Tosus like 10 lines down.
Kineged yisod merchok. Look, zrika shor kabon shi'ei shi'ei.
That was the second half that you don't do shvicha by Pesach.
Mekroy mafagul
b'sasas
v'chok. Yeah. So, that's what he's saying. And that's what he's saying. He's saying that Shvicha, that Zrika, is B'chol Shvicha. Even though the Matan Dam is different, you're right. Because
yeah,
this is really one Shvicha. I know. But nevertheless, I don't know. It's a funny thing to say also that Meiser, I don't know about that Meiser would have an enhanced Shvichas Domim over Ola. Shlomim, over Shlomim.
Right, that's also interesting.
Aren't before Meiser like types of Shlomim?
Meiser? That doesn't require you. I don't think it's exactly the same.
Chor and Meiser, are they, I think, they're not types of Shlomim?
I don't think, no.
Well, they're not Ola, Chatos,
Rosh. I think the Matan Dom is not the same.
Right, the Matan Dom is not the same, right? They're like types of...
Whatever. But the point is, I mean, I don't know if we can go into why, but that's what he says anyways.
Right.
that Zvika is Bechlal Shvicha. Okay, so if you say Zvika is Bechlal Shvicha, so then you can be Yotze with the Pesach, you can be Yotze the Zevach. If not, you can't. So, what, how do you, what's the relationship?
That's weird.
So, I tell you, I gave it a lot of thought, and I came up with a possibility, and then I was upset because I found it in Tesis. But logically, what I wanted to say was like this, that if the car, you the essence of a carbon is this reader. Okay, that's the essence of the carbon.
That's the
kiem,
right?
The that's the kiem, that's what, and that's what we one time said also, that the reason is because it's motzi midei avodah zarah also.
Right.
Because the other avodah zarah, the main thing is the eating. Okay. Asher chela zvachim leyochelo. Yishtu yein nesicham. So, but by us, it's the mice zrika. That's the whole Gemara carbon. Okay, Yachil is later, but it's, that's why there's Pigul, because your Pigul's bedafkan the. Okay, but anyways, I don't want to get too far. But the point is, the Iker of the carbon is this reader. That's the clock. That's the clock. In Kaponis. So if you have an enhanced Zrika by Pesach, so the Pesach, Lagabe Zevach, is considered Iker V'Tafel. So you Mavarech on the Iker, and you Poter the Tafel. But if you Mavarech on the Tafel, which is the Zevach that has the weaker, so to speak, Nisina Zvam, Matan Damin, so you can't be Poter the Iker. So it's a question of Iker and Tofel and Kachin. And the Iker and the Tofel is dependent upon what? Upon the Iker Maisa carbon, which is Nesina Saddam. That's the way.
When you say Iker, do you mean that it's more chashav, or do you mean by Iker?
It's more chashav. It's Iker carbon. It's an ikr in Karbanos vis-a-vis Zevach. In the language of Karbanos, okay, what's an ikr and a tuffel in the language of food? So that which you eat as the mainstay.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. So what is it by Karbanos?
So, but in Karbanos, it's a different language. It's a language of Zrika. Because Zrika determines what the carbon is. So there, the Iker and the Tafel will be brought about by the Zrika.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if it wasn't like the Seder? If it was you had a Meiser and a regular Nadava, then would they still have the same? Would Rabbi Shmuel still hold you could be Mevarech on the Meiser and the Pap is the. Oh, wait, just enough because the Seder, man. Nothing to do with it.
So if you did not have a Pesach and you just had a Shlamim, then you cannot make the Berachos Pesach on it?
No. Because that's not the appropriate thing. So there's no tuffel. Okay, then I told you I was reading through the Tesis and I found it. You see where it's at? It's in the middle there somewhere. It begins, the line begins, Hosvara. You see where it says Gemara in Rashbam, Gimel Mem? If you go up about four lines and move across, you'll see Hosvara today.
Yeah.
The Polaga Rabbi Akiva, the Pesach Iker, the Zevach Tofel.
Pretty good, right?
Pesach, 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 Right?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to ask you guys. He's going to say, you went through the test. He's going to say, you never talked about it.
She's saying, even though you're in the realm.
So hard to you.
She's saying, even though you're in the realm of bracha, of achila, but it's determined by the realm of the chashivas of the karban by zrika.
Right.
It's interesting they run to zrika, not the fact that the lila is, you know, the karban pesach halila is like, it's the whole achila is the pesach, and mm-hmm. everything's centered around the pesach, but they run to zrika.
Yeah, because the zrika is the karban.
Kima and
the
karban, yeah.
You wouldn't have alasova of the chagiga?
I mean, maybe he made a bracha and he ate a piece of pesach, and then he ate the rest of the pesach alasova.
No, the
Chagigah
is not
also. Pesach is also. Right,
but you switched
the order. Yeah, he just took the right. Why did he switch the order? He saved the bracha with the Pesach and
ate the Chagigah. He switched it, I don't know.
He's but why does it make such a
case? Not everybody is such a London, they know exactly how to do it.
Why do you have to make that this case? Say he made the Berkas HaPesach and ate the Chagigah. So does the Berkas HaPesach?
He ate the Chagigah, he has to eat the Pesach.
What?
He has to eat the Pesach, he made the bracha on the Pesach. But it's Poter, the Zerah. So a guy makes a mozi and he eats the tafel, isn't going to be good.
It's not like it makes a hadama and eats a fruit?
Can't do that.
No, but the other
but he did.
He eaten the tafel. Let's say
he made the bracha
already. You make a mozi on the lechem. The lechem is the ikka. And you don't have to make a bracha on the fish. But you can't make a mozi lechem and arts and eat the fish.
Right.
Yeah, hadamanates is separate because it's...
Hadamanates is a different thing. That Pedieva, you Yotze Adam, because the eighth comes with Adam anyways. Even though the proper bracha is Barbary Eights. So that's why if you have a suffix, like by strawberries, you have machlokas, so you make Adam. Because Mamanov Shachri with Yotze.
So you're saying these are both shackles, the Kabbalah, so you should be Yotze on the other thing.
Really, so
it's different.
Even if you held that Zrika, or that Shrika cannot be put or Zrika, then couldn't you still hold this about the brachos?
Why?
I just don't understand what the Gemara has to do with what's happening in Mishnah. It seems like the thing which allows this to happen is considering that Shrika makes a thing the Eker. So who cares if Shricha is put or Zrika?
Right.
Who cares what?
If Shricha is put or Zrika.
Which bracha you made?
Who cares? I mean, you have enough to make a bracha on the Pesach. Can you make a bracha on the Zavach
Eftel? What does Zrika being put or Zrika have to do with the brachos?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain. In Karbonos, there's a language of Karbonos. And the language of Karbonos is Zrika. So the one that has the superior Zrika is considered the Ikka.
So the fact that one can be put to the other shows that it's superior?
So if it's the Ikka, so then the Ikka is always put to the Tafel. So just like in Birkas HaNenin, the Ikka is put to the Tafel, so in Birkas HaMitzvah also, in the Birkas HaMitzvah on the Karbonos, the Ikka is put to the Tafel. That's what the mission is saying. Can't help any more than that.
Nice idea, man.
But we have to give some idea to the mission. That's the idea. And Taisa says,
is this all the Chachila case?
No.
Is that the
mentioned it is against the Rambam, who says that you can't have the Matzah Shira.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. Now, so Gunava, the Shonava is Kareetan, Adam Amalek, Kreis, and Mahan, will bat you up with the guy's Matzah Bacharana. So the Rif apparently doesn't hold it down. That's a tough Rambam, anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's a whole thing. That for
the whole thing, where do you get it from?
Zechel Lechemoni, the whole Yom Rishon or something?
Yeah, I know.
In Lashon. It's in Lashon. It's like a whole different
thing. It's in Lashon, he says.
If you learn the Rambam that way, there's no contradiction.
There's no contradiction.
It's just a din of Lisha.
In Lashon?
Right.
You mean Barachil, you can't.
Right.
Yeah,
doesn't I one year I went through it, so I ended up wearing the Rambam.
What's that?
One year I learned there was like a din of making matzah shira. So because of Zecher Yom Rishon, you can't make matzah shira.
That's a funny, that's still a funny.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
your Pesach last year was just the first Seder when it was.
That's a Derosa.
No, the first night is the second night. I think the Rosh said, I saw in Harry Kedem that matzah balls are not considered the matzah shira.
That was the whole thing.
We do this every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you have it or you can't have it? What's your psalm?
Constituted.
Right.
In other words,
matzah,
kenedlach, are reconstituted.
Right.
Because you're taking the matzah that was...
already good, matzah meal.
The matzah meal that was already baked.
Right,
and you're mixing it with, it's not flour.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we thought that when the Rav first said that Knedlach was usher, so I remember when we went over, we had that problem. But then he changed it. But
I think that's the reason that I think he gives an Harry Kedem.
Yeah, to be constant. But the first time he said it was usher.
Yeah, I was wondering because I read it.
I think there is a sheet that it holds that reconstituted is also considered usher.
I think it's your pie, no?
Whatever.
No matzah balls.
You give me makel. I mean, the whole halacha is a difficult halacha. It's against the teseft, it's against the riff, it's against the... I mean, you don't have to be some machman at all.
Right, but you open Gemara, that's right. And this Gemara is like you're openly against the Rambam.
Yeah.
If you learn, it means achira.
Right. The Rambam is in Lushan, right?
So
in Lushan is a Esau.
Yeah, this is hard. Where is
it? Yeah,
it's
about
the Vash,
remember
it
talks about the
Vash
over there?
The Hashim Shamim, the Ketzach, the Chiyotz of Hem Lesuch HaBatzik. The Chimutter Lolo Sha'isa B'mayim, the Shemen, or Dvash, the Cholov, or the Katef Bahen. The Bayom HaRishon, Osir Lolo Sha'isa B'Katef El B'mayim B'Vad. Lomashim Chomets, El Kadeshi Yu Lechem Oni. V'yom harishon bevad who should tzarich liyo zichron lechem oni. But like he's talking about Lisha, and the Katev is like.
You're right. There is a gemara. Isn't the gemara saying kedarka shaloni ma'ani ofel v'ishta ma'ani lush v'ishta ofel something like that.
Oh really?
Yeah. Where's that gemara? Kedarka shaloni. Yeah, that's right. Mohammed Vav Omer Alef. Okay. I think you might be right. Maybe it's a look in the Maisali. That's, in other words, Kedarka Shaloni is in terms of a fear on that night.
Right, how you make it.
How you make it.
Right.
Because it does say, here's the one, it says, Ma'oni on his Derek HaFia. Do they take a look at the... Perakhes, do they bring it in? Perakzayim, Perakhes, Ani, Lachol. Where he mentions...
Ma'ani Rapusa?
Where he mentions the Pusa.
Yachas?
Yes.
So that's in Perakhes.
Ne'ma, Ocha, Ma'ani,
Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani,
Ma'ani,
Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani,
Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Ma'ani,
Brachos Lamitas?
Brachos Lamitas, that's what they call it.
The
I think there's a Derech Afiyah of an Ani that they mentioned.
Yeah, I remember
that. Remember
that?
Yeah. It was on the bottom of the daf. The guy who doesn't have any wine. Looks like that's nice. Lechem Sha'anim Olav Harm Harbe, where's that at?
I think it's Kuf Design, by the way. I think I found it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Design?
On the top, the bottom of Kuf Design, on the bed.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv, Ma'ani Shadaka Vukusa, Tom Vusa, Gavaka, Ma'adaka Sha'ani, Hu Masik Vishta Ofa.
Right.
Afkan Nami, Hu Masik Vishta Ofa. What does that mean? It brings it down. Where's it? Where's it brought down? Bays. Tur Shulchan Aruch. Tur Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Simon. Let's take a look. Simon, you got a mishmar? Tough Samach Sif Bays. It brings down. So what kind of luck is it? Madak Shalani Hum Masik.
Not
Tur. Yishta Ofer.
Right. Number two.
Yeah.
It's a 20. Yishta Ofer. Kadesh Lo Tachnas.
Din of lachanira atzman kigeonim hamachmirin veloshin baatzman veofen kahida mina madarka shani humasi fisha ofa lekach mitzvah kadam hishtavla basias hamatzos ubafiyasan lechina inoi gadoni avia rushal veimishtavla behem veomid al siyasan umuzaris oskimem veimasaye barichasan the other mother lomar kol peirum shiyuk b'shachim.
Yeah. Erev Pesach did he go or not? Because they talk about doing it Erev Pesach too.
I know. So he's saying that there's a king of the Asiya. Right?
Right.
So that's how he turns that Gemara into Halacha. It means that he should be involved like an Ani. So what it means is,
I mean, that's why we're that person.
It means that they're both involved in the Asiya.
Right.
Because
they're poor people.
So they can't have someone else do it.
Can't buy matzah. Right.
So I mean, we go down to do it. If you want to go down, then pay $40 a pound.
That's not that much of a
thing. Oh, God.
That's the door to the calendar.
That's right. It's unbelievable. You're a business man.
You can say as far as
why. Wasn't 20 cents a matzah.
You could say Svara, why the man's Osek in the...
You mean they're making more money now. Because they don't need workers.
Yeah, money. You come down.
You can say why the man is Osek in the...
does that work? What?
You could say why the man is Osek in the Masik and the woman is in the Afiyah. Because the Iker violation will come through chilutz of 18 minutes. And the guy's going to be more makbid to make sure of his man than the woman is.
Right.
Once it's thrown in the oven, that's the end of it. So that's right. Why the man would be osek in the lisha, and the woman would be osek in the field.
And he gets a tattoo to throw right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a supervisor.
Yeah, that's correct.
So there's a kiyum of the Derech Asiya on Yantif of Lechem Oni. Maybe that would explain it more.
Right. So if you can't make it like
if you can't
Asira.
Make it like
an
Ashira.
Like
an Ashira.
It's interesting.
Maybe that's where he got it from. Nobody knows where it comes from.
Yeah.
That's
it
what it means, Matzah
Ashira? Makes sense, right? Because you see that there's a kiyum of going of yourself making the matzah. It's like an Oni. There's an extra key if the Asiya is really like an Ani. So that's what the Rush brings down, that's what the Tov brings down, right? So if that's the case, if Rambam holds that you can't do it like an Asher.
Right. But before Pesach, you do whatever you want.
Right.
You can eat it.
Right. The Rambam mentions this on Pesach.
Rambam mentions on the
first day.
Yeah. Right, but then the Gemara is not a problem for the Rambam. The Gemara's talking, you made it Erev Pesach, and you're eating it on...
Right. Kamei Nafi Machma. Even though Chaim didn't learn it that way.
He went to Samar Achiva.
He didn't look at me. I don't know how he did it. I remember that was a very hard one. The Rav went over there. I remember the shiur, and he was very, he had a hard time of it. He had a rough time of it. He tried to work out this way, that way. But that Rav Chaim definitely held over. But okay. But here you have an open brisa. We don't have that problem anyways, because the only thing we need is the canable, right?
Yeah, no one's
going to
start doing
it. Okay.
What else are you going
to do with that? I'm not so sure. No, you can have kugels in the Seder night.
We have a matzah here. And the kugel with matzah meal.
Right. Unless you
mean the cake.
The cake, yeah, the cake.
They usually
don't have
matzah meal. The cake's usually the potato starch.
But isn't that reconstituted anyway? Well,
it's
just
for
matzah meal. You're right.
I mean,
everything
is
matzah
meal.
He's right. It's
overconstituted.
What do you mean?
It's all for matzah meal. That's what it comes from.
So what's the case then?
Well, you don't use potatoes,
no? No, that's not.
In other words, you never use flour.
No. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be nut, right?
Except for egg matzah. And matzah that for holding.
Wait, so is that what we're holding? We're holding anything that's matzah meal is not matzah shiur?
That what?
They're saying if you're using.
I mean, that's the rough svar. I remember when we also went through that, but I think we found one sheet that held that reconstituted as matzah shiur.
Yeah,
I think we found it.
Super high. There's a high cut. Do we have a high cut in here?
Yeah, it's over here.
It's that's what you're saying. Is that anything that's just matzah meal we're holding is.
Is reconstituted.
So then there's no case anymore.
And there's no case, practically. It's unless the Rambam's case.
If you can actually make matzah, but we don't make matzah piece of hand.
No, we don't do that.
Any basis in?
Well, even egg matzah is made before Pesach.
Yeah. But the Rambam's mashma in Lashon on Pesach.
And yeah, on the first day, so that's clearly it's only on the first day you can't do it.
Right. The Gemara says Derech Hashaloni that has to be a Derech Hafi. You're not allowed to do a fee at Derech Hashi. Because the Rambam says Vin Losh for Achal Lo Yatzei Derech Havasa, right?
Right.
It doesn't say you can't eat it.
You're right. Says v'haminag b'shiros v'lashon v'kachi minag ha'gonim chaim zal lo la'echol k'nedelach b'yom rishon mechashash matzah shira ha'idea bishol nasis ha'matzah v'matzah shira.
And what is that? That's what the rosh of the first one.
Right. He says ulam k'shidayk b'divei Rambam mir de'in yisur b'kufto shel k'nedelach af b'yom rishon v'ha Rambam k'siv kasev kan b'perek hay asur lolish. He's like, I don't think he's saying it's not Isra.
He's saying it's reconstitute.
Basically.
Yeah.
He's saying you can't make cake if you use bread. And you have to make cake from scratch. Flour.
Is it Yisachin Gam Lehepech? The Lu Yitzur, the Ubishas Lisha Samatza, the Matza Shira. Yon Shari Ba Yayin Ochalav. The Lachar Fia, who Yotzu Menu as a Yayin as a Cholav. Mikvah makam kvar chal ba hapasel shel matzah shira, kibun she lishaso haisa bashiros.
I'll put the seder when I was talking about that case where he squeezes at the. That's good.
Yeah, that's a little too. Yeah, I'm not sure he's totally saying there's no Israel. He's just saying that once the leash is over, these are like a separate question. Once the leash is done,
can't make it again.
You can't write. If you cook it up again, Bishol, it's not going to create a new
thing. It's dinner. Not considered a new Esau.
Yeah, right.
It's not one thing. It's just Yayin Shemen Advash that has a piece of matzah in it.
Right.
But it's not a new Esau.
Right.
You don't take challah again.
Right. Right, but I think he's still learning that it's Isra Achila. It's just he's saying you can't.
It seems to be a riff.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
We'll let it go from there.
Each year it gets more makeup, more makeup, this thing.
Each year we whittle away a little more.
No, we're just like not baking chametz on Pesach.
That's good. Koch tetera adif. Got to be mappa things, not us.
Mandel secham
b'leilat
esrach. Kaddish arifta. Midi dehavi asher basus v'yamatodem. V'hei, right, so if you only have bread, you have to make kiddush on bread, just like any other Shabbos. You have to have v'heichi avid. Shari Bereshe Hamotzi Yibotza La Berifsa Umonech Yadei Iluya Adigamar Kiddusha. So you make Hamotzi and then you break the bread and you keep your hands on until you finish Kiddush. Umbasa Degamar Kiddusha Mevarech Lecha Matzah V'acha V'hadar Mat Bilbisha Yerake V'akar Luhu. Then you do the karpas. Akel hulip sara, you move the table. Basach yamar manishtan, the kulay gada adga yisrael, mevarech amar, the achel, the hadar karech matze, mar, the achel, the bracha.
So what does he do then? He makes the motzi first? Before.
Shaybri, so you start at the beginning, make hamotzi.
Kiddush.
Oh, because kiddush.
Right.
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 Hamotzi, you break it.
You break it after Hamotzi, and you keep your hands on it.
Until you finish Kiddush.
Until you finish Kiddush. And then what do? Then you make a lachilas matzah.
And then you eat it.
Right, and then you go back to karpas. Right. You take the table away. Interesting, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
So, how would that work on a regular Shabbos? If you had challah, so you would make a motzi and you'd slice the challah.
Okay. Well, is it because of lechem oni that you're breaking it?
Lechem oni. No, I don't think it goes for lechem oni.
So why are you breaking it until after?
Midi dehavi asher basos yom tovim.
I know, but why are you breaking it before you finish Kiddush?
One second. Does he have Kiddush before or isn't?
butzel over. So.
Does he have butzel before also?
You mean in general?
I think he's doing butzel because he made a motzi, right?
He's doing butzel because he made a motzi. I mean, in general, does he make the...
Why doesn't he do the Batsiya after Kiddush?
Right.
Doesn't do that.
The Rambam has you break it before you make a motzi.
Right.
So the Rambam has that. You break it before a motzi. What does the Rif do in general? How do you find it?
It hasn't been in general. Huh. Let's take a look. I mean before, Mapa Baharosis. He doesn't have any yang. He can't do it. He's stuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
what are
you doing, man? Where's the Rifka now?
Yeah, I found it. It's on Chofen, but
pretty good.
Hilkach ba'inun lemifta biyomtov altartein rifta shleimoso kidemachayavin b'shabbos ubepesach. Also, lechemoni v'goro lepalgo, the chodo, hilkach batzeinin achodo, upalgo, the kadbotza monach l'prusa begava deshalmasa, ubotza. The amar of papa kol modem pesach shemeniach prusa besoch shnemo ubotzaya. My time, lechemoni k'suv be.
That's only modem pesach.
If he's not saying where you make the bracha, is he?
Well, he's saying at first you break it up. And then
you make the bracha?
And then you make, and you put the prusa into the shlema.
Right, and then you make the bracha.
And then you make the bracha, and you both say, I need it.
So then why didn't you do that here? Why over here are you first making the most, then you're breaking it?
That's a good question.
You can't even say you're doing it for Kiddush because you're breaking before the Kiddush.
Right. Yeah. Hakol modem pesach shemeniach prusa b'zoch shnei mavotzeya. My time alachem onik sebe. Okay, so why does he do the vitziya? So apparently he does, apparently the vitziya goes with the hamotziya according to him. Right?
Yeah.
That the moment you make the bracha and you botzeya, that's the betziya actually qualifies the bracha.
Right.
But it precedes it.
Right.
And you don't need shleimos for the kiddush.
And you don't need shleimos. Yeah, but why don't you do the betziya before the hamotzi?
You do.
In general.
You mean you have the one and a half like he has.
So you already broke it.
Yeah. And but then you one make is whole.
Right.
So you make a motzi, and you break them.
You break them further.
Right. To eat.
And then you make Kiddush.
And then you make Kiddush.
Yeah,
because apparently he holds that the betziya, that a bracha is a relative. So the bracha is related always to the object you mevarach on. So if you make a motzi, so you should be able to say it right away. And you don't need shleimos for Kiddush. What do you shleimos for Kiddush for?
Right.
People don't do that, right? If people make a kiddush on lechem on Friday night.
Right, you cut it after the kiddush.
They cut it after that's the kiddush.
I would think to do that. What do you say? Maybe not.
But, yeah.
What about the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So according to this, would you do it in between?
Oh, so then after that, what does he do? Then he makes achilas matzah after the kiddush. Ubasa de gama kiddushim of Aruch Lechol Matzah. V'yochol.
Right, I'm saying in regular, according to the Rif, in regular. So you make hamotzi, then achilas matzah, right?
Yeah.
So when do you break the matzah?
in between the Hamotzi and the Echios Matzah?
That's a good point.
Right.
In the quarantine, we should do it then. Should do it to Hamotzi.
Right.
Yeah, let's see if he has it. That's a good point. That's what we're here. Unless maybe he holds that it's not a hefsek because it's what Kiddush is. Oh, 1 second. Don Rechon. You know, according to the Rishon, it would seem like you should do the Batsi hefsek. But the Rambam definitely doesn't have that, right?
Rambam.
He does the Batsiya after you bake, right? He doesn't have Yachatz, right?
No, I mean, he does the Batsiya on the matzah after the Halachilas matzah, right?
But he just...
Not after the matzah.
I mean, he has Bizmani Mekdash, he says, L'keash Neir Kikin, Cholik Echem Ehem Meniach Paras L'Soch Shalim, Mubarach HaMatzah Echem in Aretz. And they Ma'im Varachin, right? Ma'im Prusach Kambu. The Achakach Korich Matzah Marek Echad, Metal B'Charosus, Mubarach HaLachilas Matzah Marek. So there he would.
So it doesn't sound like he did anything after the
month. Doesn't he did anything? It's Bizman Zesh Ancham Karban Achash Mivarcha Moti Lechem Chosen Mivarch Alfios Matzah Umatal Matzah Bacharosas V'Ochel. Could Betzia mean the Berchos Hamotzi? Maybe it means sometimes Betzia means the Berchos Hamotzi itself.
But he has. What does he say? What's his lesson? Sure, Beresh Hamotzi. Seems clear. That he holds that the Betzi is tied to the Amotzi.
Yeah.
And for Kiddush, you don't need Lach, you don't need Shomer. He's right. I mean, it's far. It makes sense.
Right, but then you're just making the Kiddush before you're making the Achios Matzah. And the Achios Matzah, who cares if it's already broken or whatever?
Right. Okay, so what does he say? Take a look at the Ram. Umanda less lechem below the pisma mekadosh a rift of hechi of it shari bereish hamotzi yidid ava barfi agafen. The cutting of kiddush umanach yodi iluya ad the gamar kiddush of shekivon she mekadosh olay mitzvah loch so biyada kashem sheochis bekos in mekadosh olof.
It doesn't sound like you had the gears of batzalayos, Rabbi. He lives that out.
What?
He quotes the riff. Like pretty much word for word with his interpolations, but he leaves out Ubatzol al Rifsa.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves out that.
He leaves it out.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, but anyways, that's a separate question.
Right.
But the main thing he's telling you is that, well, you have to have your hand on it. It's right. A funny thing. He doesn't say you lift it up. Right?
He says,
yeah. You put your hand on it. Just so he won't say it's like kos.
Right.
You need to have a barbary gofan, the cardinal kiddush, manach. You go to the Lord, the Lord, kiddush, the king, shemakadish, the Lord, mitzvah, the ochsa, the yodo, kishem, she ochais, the kos, shemakadish, the Lord. A kos is because of alayayin.
Right.
But where do you find now alachim?
Right.
Alright, Kiddush.
And the Kiddush is all aleichem.
Yeah.
So you have to hold on to it.
So why can't you just put your hands on the kos?
That's a good question.
Isn't that one of the things in kosher bracha has to be a tefach?
Off the ground, off the table.
There's a din in kosher bracha, but it's not a din in... There's a din in kosher bracha.
It's not a din in what?
It's not a din in the Kaddish on something. It's just a kosher bracha always has a lach of tefach.
Yeah.
But just in terms of like the seer to the kiddush, you just need your hands on the thing.
I mean, so therefore, if you just ochet the kos, that would be enough.
It'd be enough, but you're lacking kosher bracha.
You're lacking kosher bracha, you might be a tefach.
Right.
That's a separate. It might be a tefach with a separate halacha than ochet.
Right.
That's an interesting thing. That's an interesting thing. Because everybody learns that it might be a tefillah, that's people who lack an elchez.
Right.
But according to him, no, the elchez is one thing.
Right.
Might be a tefillah is a separate thing.
Right.
Separate law. So therefore, over here, there's no din of might be a tefillah.
Right. So why do you lift up the bread on Shabbos? According to this, in the Shabbos, you make a motzi. You don't need to lift up the bread.
No.
You're right. I always wonder why you do that.
What's the love of lifting the lechem mishnah?
We do that, though, right?
People do it, yeah. Yeah, we do it. We do it. There's nothing wrong with it, but...
Where does it come from? There is a source. It's showing.
Well, it's a funny thing. I guess they hold that ochez means... That ochez means tefach off the thing.
Right. It's on the table, your hands are on it. That's not
ofes. That's not ofes. No. But the Ran is the holds no. That ofes means just to hold it. So that's why there wouldn't be any key in the lifting it. Because lifting is only done in kosher bracha, like you said.
Right.
But in matzo or in lechem, there's no din like that. That's interesting.
Right. Are you still have a question about...
What does Mishra say? What does Mishra say? Nochas Shabbos.
Yeah. It's going to be
probably
Gimel, I would
say. Yeah, Gimel,
yeah. But like similar by Lulav, you have that issue of like you don't want to pick it up, so you picking up your Yotzeh. You need to make the bracha while you're holding it, so you hold it while it's on the table.
That's right.
That's enough for the Tzir of bracha to the Chafza, but you're not.
That's
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, that's a good point. Good point. You're holding it.
That's enough. Right.
Well, maybe the reason why I hold this is to make it over the siesta.
Well, you hold, you mean by the Kiddush case? Or
no, by the Luv.
By the Luv, right. So I'm saying, you're doing that.
Right.
I'm saying it's a din of Ochez. So you don't need to pick it up in order to have a din of Ochez.
But maybe there's no din there to be Ochez for the bracha altogether. The reason why you're Ochez is because you want to do it over the siesta.
And because that's going to be a half second between the bracha and the...
There's no din of Ochez. In other words, Ochez is only by Hanoah, double shul Hanoah.
True.
What do you got there?
Nothing yet.
Mishnah Kamabalala.
The Shulchan Aruch says, "Batzei shtei kikros shleimos she'ochei shteim biyado batzei atachtona."
Oh, so you don't have to lift
them. She'ochei shteim biyado.
That's right. Now you just have to hold them, and you batzei the tachtona. That's the whole question there. Batzei tachtona. We all know. It's all basic there. What about the Loch Mekedesh al Riftel?
Yes, I know exactly.
That's in Yud Beis, Reish Ein Aleph.
Is Reish Ein Beis
there? Reish Ein Aleph. Yud Beis. So it seems pretty clear, you don't have to lift it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my father's in front of Lachlan, I never lifted it up.
No?
Nope. And he's put his hands
up. Those old things like 10
feet. That's what I was from, that was from Duffy Lakewoods. That's what it seems. It seems that's what we're false.
It's a din of a chiz, and Ochez doesn't deny halakbah. Just the man's putting your hands on thing and holding it.
Mishnah Berurah has the case where you make Kiddush on the pas where you just have to put your hands on it.
He says that?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Ayin Reish Beis.
Okay.
Ayin Reish Beis. Kuf Chet. Muneach Yadav Alav Ad Gmar HaKiddush Kosha Kasav Simon Af Pegimel Ratam, the Kmosha Tsarech Le Echos Beyado Hakoshal Kirish, Kach Tsarech Le Echos Hapas Beyado, Shemakadish Alapas.
Where is that? Iron Rish Base, which one? Which house?
Chokhas.
Right.
What do you mean? Like Kiddush?
He's going around.
Right.
Yes, I'm not lifting up anymore. I never understood what I was doing anyway.
Okay, right.
I thought, you know, I thought, I mean, it's hurt.
So, but why do you say Kamal Alchei's Bekiddush?
It's the Kita of the month.
Oh, really?
Like, why do you say Kamal Alchei's Bekiddush, though? Like, yeah, you have to pick it up.
Like, says,
no.
Yeah, he told me that.
Like Kiddush cup when you hold up Kiddush?
That's what we're saying. The Ron holds, holding it up is only the Nikos.
All right.
But the Achiza is
the Nikos.
Right, yeah. But the, he have no Nikos. You only need to do Achiza.
No, but I thought he said over here that the, you do it on, when you make Kiddush on Lechem, you do Achiza like you do a, oh, I mean, I see.
It's Achiza. It's a Lachas.
Achiza on Kos. I mean, because Kos demands it.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. So now
how come
Chizma, I have a different idea what you're doing when you do the Kos.
Yeah.
So why do you lift up the Kos? Why do you lift up the Kos? Because of why?
Several.
Because of Kosher Bracha.
Right.
And doesn't apply to Lechem.
It's not Kosher Bracha.
Yeah, but why do you do the Kosher Bracha?